Q103Albany.com presents Albany Sounds, a look at local music from right here in the capital region and beyond. And now, here's your host, Wes Styles.
Episode number 2, welcome to Albany Sounds, Q103Albany.com. I am Wes Styles, joined in studio right now by Active Aggression, and let's do the intros real quick. Who do I got in the studio? Name and what you do in the band.
I'm Gary Zeal. I do the guitars, drums, vocals, and stuff like that.
I'm Matt Cornwell. I'm a bass player. I also do a little background vocals and some writing.
I love how you're like, I'm the bass player and, wait a second.
Anything else.
Whatever else is needed. I even load the equipment in at the shows. I am the roadie too. Tour manager, you name it, I do it.
Yep, there we go.
Exactly.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on in. Active Aggression is the band, and let's do a quick little history about the band. Where are you guys from, and whatever else you want to talk about real quick to let us kind of get into your world.
Yeah, well, we're actually both at a colony, New York. We've went known to, each other for a while.
Yeah, went to elementary school together. Mm-hmm. Had the idea in around 94 for the band.
Yeah.
At the lunch table.
The name was Arctic Zone.
Named it after Gary's lunchbox.
Yep. Arctic Zone.
Didn't actually start playing real music until seventh.
Yeah, grade. It was like seventh grade. We started a band. Matt was on bass, right? I was on drums, and we had a guitar player. It was very punky.
Burnouts, we were called.
The Burnouts, go figure.
So wait a minute, you guys had a band name before you even had instruments.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And Fly Girls. Yes, it was back with In Living Color was famous, so if people remember that.
Yeah, we're totally dating everybody in this studio right now. Fire Marshal Bill, anybody?
Yes. But so then we actually did form a real band. It was a punk band. It was cool, you know, for seventh grade, eighth grade.
But, a lot of Green Day covers.
Yeah.
Gary's like father bought me a bass and bought me an amplifier.
And then eventually in high school, that's when I got a little more serious. And then I moved to the guitar, and then we had a drummer come in. That's when we formed Close to Home.
Yeah.
We were like, you know, what was it in high school at the time? You know, we were the...
You were the high school band.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Band practices every day after school.
Mm-hmm.
You took it professional. Screw the homework. We're doing band.
That's it. Yeah, we said screw college. We kept playing music. Yeah, that was smart. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, after high school, you know, life got in the way. You know, I got a job, Matt got a job, and then we stopped playing until a couple years back. We got back into it, but it was just Matt and I now. So now we renamed ourselves Active Aggression and came out with 2 new CDs.
Yep.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and play actually one track off right now. This is Static Station is the title of the new record that you guys have out. This is Where Were You?
Where Were You? And we also do have a music video for this one. If you go on YouTube and just search Active Aggression or Jet Lag Productions.
And where do they find you online?
You can get us at activeaggression.com. Of course, we're on Facebook and all that jazz, but... ActiveAggression.com has our show dates, videos, songs, all that fun stuff.
All right, we'll get more into the band here, Active Aggression, but right now, Where Were You? It's Albany Sounds on Q103.
Waking up today, closing the shutters, prepared for destruction, decaying right through. And should I dream away from all that carries me away? The shrapnel you left for me, that you have left behind, exploding memories, they like claymores to haunt me the rest of my life. But where were you? The bills that seem to fade away, and then who do you wish you were today? And where? should I dream away from all that can raise me
Aggression, where were you? Albany Sounds, Q103, Albany.com. It is Styles joined in studio right now by both Gary and Matt, and we've gotten in a little bit of a history of the band, but you guys have been friends since you were kids. You had the plan of Arctic Zone was the band
name. That's it. You nailed it. Yep.
Yeah.
Based off of a lunchbox.
Sure.
You didn't have instruments. Now, I want to talk to you guys. What made you pick up instruments in the first place, and what instrument really got you going to do that?
Well, me personally, it was my father. He was always in bands and stuff like that. He'd take me to his band practices and whatnot. So, you know, I'd sit there and I'd watch a bunch of guys drinking, playing music. And I was like, all right, I got to do that. So I wanted to get into it.
I wanted to be like Green Day when I was a kid. I
think everybody back in 94 when Dookie came out.
Yeah. And that's when we talked about the band. And that's and then I guess Gary's father as well. Definitely Gary's father got us into it.
Yeah, without him, we wouldn't have all the instruments we were able to play with. You know, band practice is always at my house. He's always getting us drums, basses, amps, and everything like that. You know, and the guitar player that we had at the time, you know, we'd come over and, you know, we just do like Sublime covers and
Weezer.
Green Day, yeah. Weezer, yeah.
So you guys were heavily influenced by the alternative of the early 90s with Weezer, Green Day.
We definitely were, yeah.
When we were young kids, yeah. I mean, the music now is more like, you know, AC/DC influence, stuff like that, Beatles and whatnot, you know.
We try to mature a little bit. Sure.
Yeah, we try not to just copy Green Day, you know what I mean?
So over time, with the various versions of the bands you guys have had, has it, you say, from then when it was Green Day and Weezer to, like, say, now where it's AC/DC, what was in the in-between, too, with the other bands you guys had? For the influences,
you know, the other band after that, you know, the punky group thing was close to home, right? And that kind of influence was more like Incubus, but also like Get Up Kids and Green Day still too. So it was kind of punky, but it wasn't just three chord songs over and over again. We wanted to put leads in. You know, I listened to Metallica
complex
a lot.
Guitar records,
exactly. Yeah,
yeah.
I wanted
like big guitars.
To be good, you know?
Yeah,
I wanted to show talent, right? So we listened to Metallica and we put breaks in and stuff like that. So. Then we moved into what we're doing now, which I feel like is a lot more musical than just punk music, you know what I mean?
There's definitely a lot more. You're listening to some of the songs in Static Station, that you can tell there's more integral workings, there's more better riffs, I guess you could say, on that, drum work and what have you.
Yeah, we've always been a riff-based band, though, I guess. You know, we've always had find the drive of the song, you know.
We try not to make it boring, you know?
Yeah.
So how does the writing process start for you? Does it start with lyrics or does it start musically?
Our stuff is always music first, which I know is different to a lot of groups out there. But like the way it works is Matt and I will either think of something musically or I'll have something in my head and I record a drum track. Mm-hmm. So I've got no music. I just play the drums. And then I'll go back and I'll add guitar work to it. And then we add, you know,
the
bass.
I come over, I do some bass.
And then we add the vocals. And that's it. So actually, the lyrics are the last part of our stuff.
How hard is that, though, to write a lyric to, say, something you wrote and to try to come up with and match it completely?
It's not that bad, actually. Yeah. Like, we kind of just work out our own system.
Yeah, I mean, the songs have meaning, but not, you know, it's not that difficult. I mean, you know.
I guess we always start with some sort of, I guess, finding the flow, how we want it to go, syllables and tone and everything like that, and then we just kind of work our lyrics in that way.
Yeah, sometimes I actually just will freestyle. I just sing because that, you know, whatever I sing, it comes out in the right range that I want it to, the right notes, and then we like chop up words that actually made sense, and then we write lyrics to go with it.
Piece it all together.
Yeah,
make
you think
it happen.
Like, what does the song make you think of? All right, that's going to be the theme of the song, and then we go from there.
So you guys recorded the two albums at home.
Yes.
Yep.
And so is it just easier in that aspect of the writing process, lyrics, to actually have that ability? Like, you know what? All right, we're done. We got this. Let's nail it and be done.
So much better. Yeah, we've done so many recordings at studios, and doing it at home is 10 times better.
The Static Station song that we we named the album after. We did in 24 hours. Did it started at Christmas night and finished it the next day without ever playing it before. We did drums, guitar, bass, lyrics, wrote it, sang it. Yeah. Done. 24 hours.
Yeah.
Is that the fastest you've done a song?
That's definitely the fastest.
I would say, yeah.
From never hearing it to finishing it.
Yeah. I was like, I listen to this guitar riff. It sounds good. And yep. That was it.
And just work from there.
Just right from there, yeah.
So you guys are a two-piece, but it's a full electric band on the record, but right now you guys are outperforming acoustically when you do your shows.
Yeah, that's right. So right now I'm doing the drum tracks and the guitars and piano and whatnot. And so when we do it acoustically, it's just me and Matt. All right. I mean, I like doing that too, though, because it's almost like a completely different CD. If you listen to the Static Station CD, it's rock, right? It's a hard rock CD. But when you hear it live, it sounds like completely different songs because it has a lot more melody to it and it's softer, you know? So it opens up the range of who can listen to the songs.
Mm.
So, yeah, I like it a lot, personally.
So do you prefer performing acoustically, or do you still like getting up there and just rocking out and headbanging on stage?
There's nothing better than when the crowd is going on a nice rock song. So, unfortunately, though, just with our schedules, we just can't find the right guy who can also have a tough schedule like us on the drums and maybe another guitar player. So, Matt and I just get along so well, you know.
Obviously, since second grade, you guys have known each other to this day, still in bands. You haven't killed each other yet or sued one another.
You know, and you had more people, and then you got to get another guy into the studio around his time, you know, into the house, record his tracks. It's just easier. Just he and I, we bust it out. You know?
Do your thing. And now, are you guys working on another record?
We absolutely are.
Definitely.
We want to get the third
CD. Always working.
Out.
Yeah.
As you can tell, like from the theme here, December is when we start recording our next CD because we both get vacation time. So we'll sit in my upstairs bedroom with the computer and all the equipment and record a CD in like 2 weeks.
And then you'll have it out first the next year and be done.
Hopefully. I know last year we didn't get a chance to do that, but because, we wanted to focus more on just playing it out instead of just recording another CD on top of another CD. This year, let's see what happens.
You know? We definitely have some good ideas for this next one.
Yeah, there's a couple of tracks already written down. There's no vocals to it, but the music's done. So I just got to bust out another like 10 songs or so. Shouldn't take long.
Now, is it going to be a full-blown electric album, or are you guys going to do an acoustic album since you're in
this
that theme?
This one might be a little bit softer, actually. It might be a little bit more acoustic.
Yeah, it's probably softer, but it'll still probably be a full band. Maybe one or two tracks off of our previous CDs, because this is actually the second CD.
Mm-hmm.
The first CD, Hard Rock to Make You Rock Hard, that one maybe we'll do one or two acoustic tracks off that. So.
It's a very punk rock title, by the way. You kind of kept your roots on that one.
That was it, right? That was Matt and I announcing that we wanted to re-record the music again. So that's why Static Station's a little more adult, a little more, you know, piano work and stuff like that. So.
A little everything involved in it.
Exactly.
So, you guys, what's coming up for you guys next? What do you guys, show-wise? I mean, we just talked about the new record. You're hoping to have that out sometime next year?
That's what we're main focus on. Right now, we don't have any shows planned. I don't know.
Okay.
So once that's done, then we're going to start obviously promoting it again, getting some show dates and whatnot. But you can stay on our website, activeregression.com, and like us on Facebook. We update it all the time. So,
cool.
And we keep, usually we put tidbits of different songs that we finish recording on there. So if people want to hear like a certain track that we just finished, we'll do that. So
it's up there just for
preview.
A little preview.
Yeah, got to keep people interested, right? You don't just show up 3 years later. Hey, here's another CD.
Well, you forgot about us.
Yeah, remember us?
Well, one of the things we have been working on, though, actually, is a friend of ours did a feature-length film, and we did all the music for it.
Really?
So we didn't.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Dragon right. Chaser.
Dragon Chaser is the name of the movie.
Mm-hmm. When's it coming out?
This is all whether it gets picked up,
Yeah.
But it's all...
It's done, though? You guys, the music's done?
I've seen it. It's funny.
It was done by Greg Stees.
And it's all HD. It's all... Our friend from middle school.
Yeah, knew him since middle school. Yeah.
The trend keeps going here.
We definitely have deep.
We like
deep
to keep
roots.
Close ties, But yeah, he recorded it, or he filmed the whole thing in Albany and everything like that too. So it's
Dragon Chaser. What's the premise of the movie? If you can divulge just a little bit,
I think can we?
I guess so.
I think so. It's on IMDb. He's a struggling filmmaker in Albany trying to make it big. In a film festival.
That's based. Yeah, it's a little bit based on him, but the character is a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to direct something that is a feature, I guess old. I don't even really know, actually.
Yeah, he's dinnering in a film festival, you know, in a local area, and he's trying to win it and whatnot. And he's, you know, he's a jerk, but he's funny. It's hilarious.
He's got big ideas that he just can't. A lot of green screen that this kid is trying to use, and it's just never going to work.
Oh yeah, Greg's he's going to make it big.
So it's like a gigantic epic fail of an individual character for a movie.
He's trying to make a magnum opus.
Yes. Of Albany.
With his two friends and some puppets.
Yeah. Plus, Active Aggression is going to make we have a cameo in it.
So, oh, we are. Yeah, we are play a band in it.
Yeah.
So you don't play yourselves, but you play a band.
We play a band.
Actually, I do play Gary. But,
oh, okay.
But yeah.
But Matt's sitting over here. He's like, I got named Todd. What the hell happened?
Uncredited. Yeah.
So, uncredited. There you go.
But yeah. Well, that should be out soon. If you go on IMDb, you can check out, I think, when it's going to get released or anything like that, if it gets picked up.
Yeah.
But or Jetlag Productions, which is where he also did our music video. So if you go to jetlagproductions.com, you can see our music video too.
Cool.
Well,
we got Active Aggression in the studio. The new album is Static Station. Let's play the title track real quick from the record. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more because I want to hear how writing a movie had to be in the essence of versus writing a record, because you had to do the peaks, the valleys, the everything.
It's really fun, actually.
We'll get into that in just a second. Check it out. Static Station right now. Active Aggression. Q103Albany.com. Albany Sounds.
We drove, went off the road, the palace.
room is lost. How could you throw it away? Moments are lost away. How much would it cost to replace a loss? The palace to the palace, yeah.
Title track from the latest album of Active Aggression, Q103 Albany Sounds. It is Styles, joined in studio by both Matt and Gary, and we just got done talking about what was the name of this movie again?
Dragon Chaser.
So yeah. You guys wrote it, the music for the movie, and you were making an appearance in it.
Right. Well, we wrote the majority of the music. There were other people who contributed to it. But most of it, yeah.
So how was that working on music for a movie? Now, did you get to see the scene you're writing for and then have to base it off of that? Or
some of them were like that. A lot of them, though, too, were like tracks off of Static Station. And we just take the vocals out and, you know, take out maybe a guitar lick or take out a bass line. And then he adds it there. But then some of the tracks or, you know, some of it was actually, hey, here's a scene. There's going to be a fire and I need you to make music to go along with that. And then he'd send me the film and I'd actually watch it and add the sound effects and whatnot.
I can only imagine how a scene, from what you described of the movie so far, how a fire scene has to be in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin it. You'll have to check it out. Yeah.
Right. When the day finally comes that it gets released.
Hopefully it'll be at Cross Gates.
Yeah.
We might have to do our own special screening for that one.
Oh, yeah.
I think definitely. We might have to do that.
Yeah. He'll be here. Greg comes back to New York in the end of December.
So. Is he still live here or is he out?
No, he lives out in L.A. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, so he's all big time now.
He is big time. Yeah, that's why. He's trying to make it big as a film director.
Now, for you guys, what's your guys' ultimate goal with this band? Just to kind of keep doing the music as you're doing it? Or do you want to do it professionally and be one of these bands that are on the road, like, say, I don't know, like an AC/DC or a Metallica mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. Guns N' Roses, whatever have you?
I would love to play out every day of the week. Mm-hmm. That would be a dream come true.
Yeah, I could speak for the rest of America and say I hate working and would love to play music for the rest of my life. I would love to go out and just play shows. Playing shows is awesome. And recording music is great, too.
Unfortunately, it
doesn't pay the bills just yet.
Yeah, not yet.
That's the main thing.
So without getting too much into it, I mean, we were talking off segment here before we come back and we were playing the song. You guys have real jobs and it's kind of, I guess you could say, gotten in the way a little bit mm-hmm. at one point or another for you guys with your schedules and making music. Is it really that hard for you to sit down and go, okay, tonight we got to do this or we got to play a show, but we got to make time for it?
Yeah, I travel about 4 days out of the week. If not more,
completely out of the market.
Oh yeah, like I travel all throughout the U.S. all the time, so I'm not even in the state, or, you know. And Matt's working as a chef, right?
Yeah, so it's definitely difficult to find the time to.
I don't want to sound like we're crybabies. It really isn't that easy, and that's why we focus mainly in December to get CDs mm-hmm. banged out, and then we play shows just randomly. You know what I mean? Again, that's why it's hard for us to find a guitar player and a drummer who can fit around our schedule. So
they can work it all out.
It sucks, yeah. Maybe we'll make it big with this CD. You know, we can stop working so much, find a drummer and a guitar player, and tour the world.
That would be nice,
wouldn't it?
sitting in the back of a Econoline van with a trailer.
That's the dream, right? Eating SpaghettiOs. Yep. Boy.
What is it Metallica used to call it? The ham in hand? Just no bread, just a piece of slab of ham, and there you go. That's what you get for your dinner tonight.
That's right. With milk and some Jaeger. Yep.
Oh, that's a hell of a combination.
That's how it gets raspy, yeah.
Oh.
So,
Jaeger doesn't taste good with anything else. And you're literally trying to put dairy product in. I'm sorry to go off topic, but I love Jaeger, and I'm like, sounds disgusting.
Yeah, that's how we did it, yeah. So. Oh. But yeah, that would be our goal, I guess, is to make this big. I mean, it's on iTunes now, and it's on online, so, you know. Hopefully we just can get our name out there. That's probably the hardest part. I'm sure you hear it a lot with local bands. Just
getting your name out and growing
it. Get out there, right? You can write music all the time, but if nobody's listening to it, how do they know?
Exactly. No one can find out about you. It's just a matter of getting your name out and making it all work for you guys. So Static Station is the brand new CD from Active Aggression. Go check them out at activeaggression.com. Am I getting that correct?
That's exactly right.
Isn't it like hyphens or weird little
There's a pie symbol, but that's... Yeah, I'm just kidding.
There's not like a .ca, a .uk, or some weird stuff like that because somebody else thought of the name before you or something like that?
No. That's actually why we changed our name from Close to Home. We were tired of like bumping heads with other bands called Close to Home.
There's quite a few of them.
Where did the name Active Aggression come from? Was it just based on the music or?
One thing that we really wanted was to be the first title in your iPod. AA.
Genius.
So
it's actually two A's in Active.
Yeah. Make sure we pop up. There's actually number one and then Active in front of it.
Yeah. I don't know. That was one thing. I don't know.
And our music, you know, it's not very light music. It's heavy, right? And so we wanted people to kind of get that idea. It's aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, me, I personally feel like I'm aggressive. Matt.
Gary is definitely.
Is very not aggressive.
No, I'm not aggressive, Gary.
So when you're, so
wait, 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 hold on. So Gary, when you're on stage, you're running around. You got the facial expression of anger, and like you got a James Hetfield look. And
while I'm holding an acoustic guitar.
Well, Matt, and then, I'm saying, but if you guys play like a live show, I'm picturing Matt just standing over in the corner going.
He's actually knitting a quilt.
No, I definitely get into it. I mean, I can't. I feel it when I'm up there. I definitely feel it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I get in the zone.
So what are you guys into musically right now? What bands are big for you right now?
I just got the Arctic Monkeys album. I've been loving that.
Nice.
I'm
sticking to the classics. AC/DC all the time. I'm at the gym. Yep.
Yeah, I'm
Metallica. Yeah.
Big into a band called Y with a question mark. I don't know. I'm into a lot of underground stuff. Coheed and Cambria, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Matt has a very nice palette for music.
He has a very wide range. You're all over the place. Classic metal, that's what I want.
I'm really into Miley Cyrus's early stuff. Joking. Just kidding, I am.
Oh, yeah. Well, Active Aggression is the name of the band. I got Gary and Matt both in the studio, and I just want to say thank you guys for coming in and being a part of Albany Sounds. I know you walked into the studio, you were a little like, what are we doing here exactly?
That's a usual Thursday night for us, walking into a strange place.
We figured it out.
Well, just think, you're walking out of here up in your own regard. You can walk out of here on your own willpower, and no lube was used, so that's great.
Yeah, right?
Thank you.
Yeah. But seriously, thanks for having us come out. We appreciate it, man.
Active
I think
Aggression.
What you're doing here is great.
Active Aggression is the name of the band. ActiveAggression.com is the website. Check them out. It's Albany Sounds on Q103Albany.com.